Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ame Yoshev B'tzion, for the Chayalim, for the Chatufim, for the Ptzuim, for Yedid Nafshi, Harav Yishur Daniel Ben Frida Simcha, and schus for Moshe B'ed Shtenar, so Moshe Mordechai, Daniel Kratka, Shlita, Him, B'chol Anil, B'meleim, Echagetz Bas Barachayim Tzvi, Lein Nishmas, Marasas, Bas Hashem, Bas Chanuk, Bas Chanuk, Bas Chanuk, Bas Chanuk, Bas Chanuk, Bas Chanuk, Bas Yosef, Reb Shmuel Pinchas Yaakov Tzvi, and Lischus Rabbi Ezra Chaim Ben Esesima, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Ritzuk Ben Bracha, Tov Ben Ziva Golam Gan Relia Matam Ben Dvora, and it's based in the Tov Reign of Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita and the Sefer Zikaron for Moran Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lebracha on page 394. It's brought his lashon with regard to the pasuk of Hashem yireh le'inayim, ha'adam yireh le'inayim, ve'Hashem yireh la'levav. Man sees only externally with his eyes, and God sees into the heart. So we see from this pasuk that man can only see the outer layer of the eyes and what the what we can envisage with our senses, but not the heart. Only God can see into the heart. And if that's true, then maybe man lacks yedias halev. The answer is, it doesn't matter. It's not nogea. We only have to know what's revealed. What's hidden is for God. And ein lo ladam ela ma she'ein avros. All that matters to us is what the eyes can see. However, there is one place that's yotze min haklal, that in this place, the hidden parts of the heart, and examining that, is nogas lo mamish halacha lemaisa. Where is it that the matzpune halev, what's hidden in one's heart, is no ge'al amai? So the answer is the hachroi, the decision between hishtadlus and bitachon. In other words, how much hishtadlus versus how much bitachon, how much effort to invest versus how much one should rely on one's faith, one's trust. And that would be talui in one's madregan ruchnius. One's madrega and emuna, the higher level of emuna you have, the less ishtadlus necessary. The more you can rely on your emuna, but the more you live in a world of teva, the more you have to involve yourself in teva, and you have to do ishtadlus. Ve'al kein, omer moreinu v'rabeinu maran zecher tzadik levracha, ha'achra zo bnuyahi harbe yoter al yesod ha'tfila l'skot l'chaven ha'emet. This decision is built a lot more on the foundation of tefillah to merit reaching the truth more than it is al yesod mishpat haseichel on the intellectual decision like other hachoros in the Torah. Normally hachoros in the Torah al yesod mishpat haseichel. This is talui balev. Azem makom echad. שאנחנו צריכים להגיע ללב, בהכרעה בין ההשתדלות ובין הביטחון. This Maisa of Purim is rooted in Anoichi Haster Astir Panai, like we see in Chulin 139, Esther Min HaTorah Minayin Vanochi Aster Astir. And there it says in that parsha, Ki Pana El Elohim Acherim. In other words, they turn to foreign gods, they put their bitachon in imitating the nations, and therefore they came to a place of haster astir. They've turned to foreign gods, pana Elohim acherim, and memela we came to a matzav of haster astir. And from this mitzias, as we'll see in a different shir, from this tzara, they learn how Hashem is found, even in the hester, as we're going to discuss at greater length elsewhere, Mitzvah Shem. But that's the root of this mice of Purim, of God hiding his face, because we turn to foreign gods, we imitated the nations, and we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hid from us. Now, all of the pu'ulos of Mordechai, shelo korah v'lo ashtachaveh, this was a very, very weighty decision, a very critical decision, and it brought great danger to himself and all of the Jewish people to start up with an Eisvarf like Haman, with a Rasha like Haman, with a brutal, evil, murderous, bloodthirsty despot like Haman. So where did this come from? Meifo igia leze? So it must be, it was kol kulo b'madrigat ha-bitachon, because of his great level of bitachon. He had a lei filled with bitachon that he'd be matzliach. He didn't have to be there. B'makom sheyavo Haman, just avoid him. Just avoid him and you save the trouble. What are you starting up with him for? And Mordechai said, no, I'm starting up with him. וכל המעשה הזה בא מלב דבוק באמונה שהוא יזברך. וגם זה מעשה came from a heart that was clinging to אמונה על השם. וכן אמר מרדכי לאסתר בוודאות, רווח והצלה יעמוד ליהודים ממקום אחר. That the Jewish people are going to be saved from a different place. You don't have to worry. If you don't save us, we're going to be saved. It's your loss. That's the Madrega Bitochen of Avraham Avinu, of Mordechai HaTzadik. Uviyachad umitoch emuna zo paal ha'etamtzut beishtadlut avatel gzerat haman. So with this high level of emuna, they were effective in their hishtadlus to be mevatel the gzeira of Haman. And there was also a danger to Esther when she got involved with Achashverosh, pleading for her people. And this was all through the great bitachon, a tikkun of kipona aloyim acherin, a tikkun of them turning to foreign gods, turning to the ways of the nation. Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal says in the Kovitz Rishimus on Purim Enos Yud Ches that the Hishtachavoy Letzelem Nevuchadnezzar and the Hanoah Mesudas Achashverosh, these were the causes of this tzara, like it says in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Beis. It was mitzad Yeyush v'choyser bitochin. It was because the Jews had lost hope. The Maimur there was in everything where the Rosh Hashiva said was in Yiddish, but there the Maimur, the Mamarim, and the Kovitz Rishimus are written in Yiddish as well. So he says there, Shteitn Chumish Oiv Doram Midbor Ki Ma'astem Es Hashem Asher Bekir Bechem Zokt Rashi Olmoli Yishreisi Bochem Shrinosi Loigova Libchem Lihikoneis Bochol Eilei. You despised Hashem who's within you. Rashi says, had my Shechina not been amongst you, you wouldn't have had the Gavas HaLev to do all these Averis. So the Rashi said, Shtei Doin de Rashi Aklal, Oz Idisha Averis Vaxen Nisht von Shiflus, Idisha Averis Vaxen von Gavus, that Jewish sins don't grow from being low. Jewish sins come from being elevated. Ma'astem es Hashem Asher Bekir Bechem. Had I not given you my Shechina, you wouldn't have had such gaiva. So they come from our gavas halev, not our shiflus halev. Is taka be'emes gegangen azoy der ganze Zeit durch dura midbor tkufes bais rishoin idish averes zeinen gegangen von gavus halev bis es is gekommen der churban. That Jewish averes through dura midbor bais rishoin, from Gavus Halev, from this elevated heart, and then the Churban came. Noch in Churban hat passiert der Pachat Pchodim dike Chet von Hayoi Niyek Chol Agoyim. But after the Churban happened this very, very frightening sin of let's be like the goyim. Mitetaina fun evit shemochoi rabui viisha shagil shabaila klum yeshlem zel ze. When a master is expels his evit, sells his evit, and a woman is divorced by her husband, are there any tainas? You got rid of us. Atilchet is in ganzen oifgeknotten von a mavil tifa shiflus. This sin is completely coming from this terrible, terrible shiflus, this lowness. Ich ken sich nicht anzittigen mit dem Ramban. As das was steht mi kan mei der rabeloi reise is nish der pshat as is a lomde shehe chetimse fun a mei do. Nor es is taka faktisch gewein as a mei do. Und de teine fun evet she mocho rabo vi ishe she gir she baila das is taka de teine fun mei do rabo. It's not just that the Ramban says, it's not just an idea, mei do rabeloi reise, now we have an excuse that we weren't makabel the Torah, when it says in the Gemara that Hashem kafalim har kegigis. It's not just an abstract, but it's a faktish taina. It's a fact. There is such a moida. God, you expelled us. You divorced us. That's the taina of the moida rabbi loy raisa. Lashon HaRamban, the Hachi Laman Enshu Kodim Achashverosh, we have a Moedah Rabbi Lai Raisa. So why are we punished before Achashverosh? We have an excuse until we were Makabal the Torah Me'av in the time of Achashverosh. Yishloimar Dehem Vadei Midaitim Kiblu HaTorah Menas Shein Chilim Artiz LaRamban, they were Makabal Torah in order to get Eretz Yisrael. Vahitin Lehem Artiz Goyim Vamelu Yom Yerosh Yubavur Yishmu Chukah Vesarosav Yinsayru. And that's all good. So as long as they're in Eretz Yisrael, they have to keep the Torah. But when they're over on the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's magla, then they go into Golus. So now it's off. The deal is off. We don't have to give the Torah anymore. That's the shiflus. It's not going to happen, God says. You can't be like the nations. The Jewish people said, like it says in Chazal, there's no tain on us. God rejected us. So now we're accepting it b'li t'nai. Until now it was al t'nai. We have Eretz Yisrael good if not not. And now it's b'li t'nai. So that's the shiflus that the Jewish people felt in the time of Achashverosh, before Hadar Kiblu Abiman Achashverosh. That God, you don't want us anymore. You expelled us. We're not in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Moida. Evet Shemach Rabba Vishen Shagir Shabala Das is Taka De Taina Fun Moida Rabba. Heint Vi Baal Das is Shteit Hadar Kiblua Is Al Kochach As Der Hadar Kiblua Is Nishno Stam Atikun Oif Averis. Now that they said Hadar Kiblua, it's not Stam Atikun on Averis, nor Das is Zurikgesteltem Charakter von Idische Averis. Es is Atikun Nishno Oif De Averis, nor In De Averis Gufe. So now we're like reassigning the character of Jewish sins. It's not a tikkun on the sin, it's a tikkun in the sin itself. Memelo hat Rashi geolt wo liegt das in dem hodel kiblua tikkun auf die Zure von der Averis. In other words, this is a tikkun on how we do Averis. Nishna roif the Averis. Not only on the Averis, but in the Averis. Delfal zok Rashi me avas hanes. That's what it means. Hoder kiblu ameachashash me avas hanes. Und Rashi hat nicht gekannt zogen von die Yeshua, weil die Yeshua ist taka Yeshua. Aber wo liegt da der hefech von Shiflus? The Yeshua is a gewaltig Yeshua. But where is the opposite of the Shiflus? That we're fixing the Shiflus. This low feeling that we have. Delfal zok Rashi me avas hanes. Vos anes is nicht nor a Yeshua, nor a hisroimimus. What's anes? Anes is like a mass. Vesan nes, the Kabbalist is saying, a flag, a mass, something high. So that's me'avos anes. We love this hisroimimus. Nor a hisroimimus vos is der hefich fun shiflus. We're being elevated. That's the opposite of being low. Ich, if we'll already continue, once we're already here, it's a good place to be. Ich muss da jetzt ermahnen, at kame ve kame pamim hat men mir gesturmt mit der Kushia funa al auf der Rambam. I have to mention here that a number of times I was asked this stark hash in the Rambam, and the Ramban that we mentioned, warum? Man weiß doch, als der Oynesh von Haman ist gekommen, auf die Avere von Nenu Misudoso shel Oysa Rosha. Noch in Ramban noch, hat man gedarf sagen, a sach, a größere Avere. Der Avere von Nie, kuchol a Goyim. Wait a second, the Gemara says, the problem is Nenu Misudoso shel Oysa Rosha. But the Ramban says, it's Nie, kuchol a Goyim. Like we saw the Lashon of the Ramban. Vav heimish agalu. Masru moedor rabba shemayate in chayv no lishmor se Torah. We don't have to keep the Torah. And then the Pasuk says, no, v'ala ruchem alio lo siya. You say we're going to be like the Goyim. It's not happening. But that was what the Jews said. So that's the Aveira. So ma pitom that the Aveira is Nenu Mesudas and Yosef Rosha. According to the Ramban, the Aveira is noch sterker. It's the Aveira is that we want to be like the Goyim. That's the Kasha. Aber der Biro if dem is behektem vos men dar verstehen die Aveira vom Shenenu Mesudas and Yosef Rosha. Vos is das die Aveira? Steht nicht as men had dorten gegessen dvorim asurim. What was the aver of Nesos Rosh? It wasn't kosher, it doesn't say. That it wasn't kosher. Nor de emes biro if dem is, as das is the yisoid fun purin. Lav le drosha kosina. As der ganze mishtayayin fun achashverush is doch gewein, weil noch in cheshben fun achashverush is ois gekommen, as der cheshben shivim shana golos bovel, fang sich on fun Golas Yechonia. Und me mele hat sich denst mal geendigt die Jahr von Yechonia. Und wie bald, als hat gesehen, als Golas Bovel ist nicht geendigt, als ist Simen, als wird sich schon nicht endigen. Scary. What was the Suda Shal Sarash? Like we see in the Gemara, they said there's this that 70 years is up and we're not Nigel yet. That's it. The Cheshbon is finished. So what's so we're not going back to Eretz Yisrael. Das heißt, dass du mich der Jain ist gewähnt, gebäut hake auf die Idee von Evet, Shemacho, Rabo, Vishe, Shagir, Shabayla. Das ist einfach Yeyush. Das ist Yeyush. Einem zel ze und alles ist geendigt. Die Simche von der Ende von Klal Yisrael, Chalila, ist das gewähnt durch Mishta Yain. Das Mishta Yain is celebrating that it's all over. Nenu Mesudasu Shalai Sarosh is der Teitsch, als in Dakus haben sie gehad, der Scheiches zu der Simche von der Suda. They were Nene from the Suda. The Suda is celebrating, like the Gemara says, that we're done. We're not going to be redeemed. Was mir meile ist der Nenu Mesudasu Shalai Sarosha. Mehr nicht wie on an Naf von jenem Moidor. ונישט דיר אבער פון יענער מוידא וואלט ער נען מיט סודאס שלויס רוש נישט געווען קנטיינע והאבן הייט אייב דיי גא טוגעדער אב איז זיי they were only nanim sudasa shalaisa rasha because they said that we're finished. The Kadosh Baruch Hu divorced us. That's haben mir gemeint by Eschalas Hadiburim, as der Steigen von Purim, is nicht nur mehre Mitzvis und weniger Averis, nur hecher machen die Averis allein. Gefaldig. That's what I meant at the beginning. The growth of Purim, the Steigen of Purim, is not just more Mitzvis and less Averis, but elevating the Averis. In other words, not to feel this shiflus of God is finished with us, and therefore we can be nana meyoseh rasha, meyosudasa shaloseh rasha rachman mitzvah. So that's the avoid of Purim is to elevate ourselves. Me'avas hanes isroimimus. That's the kipana eloy el eloy macherim. We turn to other gods and mamela is an astir astir. God is hiding himself. So this whole sin, the shtachavay letzelem, the nenem sudasa shalaisa rosha, that comes from a place of shiflus, of yeyush, of choyser bitochem. Shesimchas achashverush basi asu dezu, haya kashir echlit achari shalosh nois machusa sheshuv einem negolim, like we see in the Gemara, Megillah Yud Aleph. And also the shtachavoya of the sudas and the selmshin ruach nezer wasn't mamish avoy dezara like Tosfos says in Ksubas. They just identified it with his malchus Ksubas alamet gimel amet beis. So that was their yeush, that was their choser bitachon. Begam Esther b'tfilase et gisha b'cha batchu avusim u'batchu v'tefaltim u'b'cha batchu v'lo boshu. That the Geula now is having bitachon, no longer having this yeyush, and that's what the pasuk of Esther and her tefillah, that she said that b'cha batchu avoseinu, that Rabbis have bitachon in you, and you save them. That's Perek Chav Beis in Tehillim with Chazal Darshan about Esther, and they say b'cha batchu avoseinu elu avos elu Mordechai v'Esther elecha zaku divrei tzemes ha'kosam. In other words, this was the bitachon that they're showing, that now they're believing. They're believing in God. They're believing in themselves. That Hashem believes in them. So on this day, Shemordechai oimed b'roish ha'anoga yesh bo yigilu ilanu shel Hashem yiral ha'leivov. Ki sholei Mordechai b'bitchoino bo yizborach. So this is the day of the gilui. Of Hashem yiral ha'leivov. God sees into our hearts. God knows that Mordechai was complete in his bitachon. And we're included in this on Purim, because that he's on this day he's the Rosh Hanhoga. And that's the Inyan of the Avoid of Adlo Yoda, Silka Das. Why Silka Das? Das is up there in the mind. We want to be Megala Matzpune Alev, that the heart is with God, the heart is full Bitachon, Hashem Yiral Alevav. Here we're connected to the heart, to the Bitachon. Hashem Yiral Alibeinu Ayom, on this day of Purim, Hashem sees into our heart. And we see our tremendous bitachon in Hashem. They're so happy they see the tchelis of Mordechai. Tchelis is the kisei akavod, like the Gemara says. Mitzvah tchelis reminds of the kisei akavod. Those who hope in you. That's today. That's Purim. So that's the avod of Purim, to get to that tremendous place of bitachon, to see in our hearts that we come back, we trust, we elevated ourselves to the place of no longer feeling shiflus. It ain't shum yeyush. A lot of people in Eretz Yisrael are talking about the most incredible story about the great Gaon, Rosh Yeshiva of Tzvi Kushalevsky, who had his first child at the age of, is a mastira, some say 87, some say 88. Can you imagine? Let's take the Makel sheet to 87. 87 years old and never had a child. And now with his wife, somewhere in her 50s, I heard. Ain't shum yesh b'olam klal, Rabbi say. Imagine. He went, 60 something years of marriage. This is his second wife, but the first wife, decades and decades of not having. And then he gets married to another one as if they're going to have a child. And then, right, who says? An older woman, a very, very old man. Baruch Hashem. So that's the avoda this week. Ein shum yesh ba'olam klal. And the Yeshua can come, and you never know when. You just have to be patient. But in the end, we know it's coming. We have so much more to talk about. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening.